Squeaky lead superstar. Do you think you're what they say you are? Squeaky lead superstar. Do you think you're what they say you are?
It's showtime with Ricky Lee. Thank you for joining me here on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio, with streaming and podcasts available at huntleyradio.com. Typically, each week on this show, we talk about a different stage, film, or television musical. But as you know, sometimes we deviate from those specialties. But today, it is all about Broadway. In fact, we'll be focusing on the 2002 Broadway musical Hairspray. My first exposure to Hairspray was actually in the form of the 1988 John Walters film starring Ricky Lake and transgender leading lady Divine. It was Walters' first film to be rated PG. Some of his previous work had been saddled with X ratings. I enjoyed the film. In particular, I enjoyed seeing Michael St. Gerard as teen heartthrob Link Larkin. I was a fan of Michael St. Gerard from his starring in Elvis the Series in 1990. The movie was reimagined as a Broadway stage musical with music by Mark Shaman, lyrics by Scott Whitman, and book by Mark O'Donnell and Thomas Meehan. It won the 2003 Best Musical Tony Award and was made into a musical film in 2007 starring Nikki Blonsky, John Travolta, Michelle Pfeiffer, Christopher Walken, Queen Latifah, and Zac Efron. The plot follows Tracy Turnblad and her best friend Penny as they audition for the Baltimore teenage dance program, The Corny Collins Show. Neither Penny nor Tracy are the typical type for the show. Let's listen to Good Morning Baltimore, sung by Tracy and the ensemble to open the show.
Like this.
Tracy's mother fears that her daughter will be made fun of for her weight if she is allowed to be on the dance show. Some of the other teens on the show have similar arguments with their mothers in the song, Mama, I'm a Big Girl Now.
Don't contradict me!
Don't disobey me!
Don't even think about going to that audition!
Please!
No!
Mother!
Stop!
Stop telling me what to do!
Don't!
Don't treat me like a child of two!
No!
I know that you want what's best!
Please!
But Mother, please! Give it a rest! You won't allow, 'cause Mama, I'm a big girl now.
Oh, Tracy.
Once upon a time, I used to play with toys, but now I'd rather play around with teenage boys. So if I get a hickey, please don't have a cow, 'cause Mama, I'm a big girl now. Ma, I gotta tell you that without a doubt, I get my best dancing lessons from you. You're the one who taught me how to twist and shout, because you shout.
Tracy goes around her mother and gets permission from her father to audition. Despite being overweight, Tracy has a confidence in her dancing that lands her an unlikely role dancing on the show. This infuriates the show's reigning dance queen, Amber Van Tussel, and her racist parents. At the auditions, Tracy encounters Link Larkin, the teen heartthrob of the show. This leads to a dream sequence in the song, I Can Hear the Bells.
I can hear the bells.
Tracy, are you all right?
Well, don't you hear them chime?
I don't hear anything.
Can't you feel my heartbeat keeping perfect time? And all because he touched me. He looked at me and stared. Yes, he bumped me. My heart was unprepared when he tapped me and knocked me off my feet. One little touch and now my life's complete. 'Cause when he nudged me, love put me in a fix. Yes, it hit me just like a ton of bricks. Yes, my heart burst. Now I know what life's about. One little touch and love's knocked me out, and I can't. Everybody says that a girl who looks like me can't win his love. Well, just wait and see, 'cause I can hear the bells. Just hear them chiming. I can hear the bells. My temperature's climbing. I can't contain my joy, 'cause I finally found the boy I've been missing. Listen, I can hear the bells. Round one, he'll ask me on a date, and then round two, I'll primp but won't be late, because round three's when we kiss inside his car. Won't go all the way, but I'll go pretty far. Then round four, he'll ask me for my hand, and then round five, we'll book the wedding band. So by round six, Amber, much to your surprise, this heavyweight champion takes the prize.
Back on the show, at Corny's suggestion, Link sings It Takes Two to Tracy on the show, infuriating Amber.
They say it's a man's world, well, that cannot be denied. But what good's a man's world without a woman by his side? And so I will wait until that moment you decide that I'm your man and you're my girl, that I'm the sea and you're the pearl. It takes two, baby, it takes two. King ain't a king without the power behind the throne. A prince is a pauper, babe, without a chick to call his own. So please, darling, choose me, I don't wanna rule alone. Tell me I'm your king and you're my queen, that no one else can come between. It takes two. Mrs. Claus has old Saint Nick. Romeo had Juliet. And Liz, well, she has her dick. They say it takes two to tango. Well, that tango's child's play. So take me to the dance floor, and we'll twist the night away. musketeer. I dream of a lover, babe, to say the things I long to hear. So come closer, baby, oh, and whisper in my ear. Tell me you're my girl and I'm your boy. That you're my pride and I'm your joy. I'm the sand and you're the tide. I'll be the groom if you'll be my bride.
You are listening to It's Showtime with Ricky Lee here on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio, with streaming and podcasts available at huntleyradio.com. This week, we are exploring the Broadway musical Hairspray. Soon, Tracy is receiving calls from fans at her home and even an offer for endorsement from a plus-size dress shop. Tracy asks her mother, Edna, to come to the show and be her agent, despite the fact that she hasn't left the home in years. This leads to a dramatic makeover for Edna in the song, Welcome to the 60s. At the end of Act 1, a group protests the show for not allowing blacks, which results in a riot with almost everyone being arrested. In Act 2, we find most of the women have been locked up in the women's penitentiary. They perform the prison lament, The Big Doll House.
Young.
Locked up with all these low-life women.
And horizontal stripes ain't exactly slimming.
Is there anybody here who can dry clean my blouse?
It's the maid's day off
in the Big Doll House.
Lady Justice, where have you gone?
Who will but check? I think I left the iron on.
Did you see Corny laughing? I could murder that louse.
Honey, that'll get your life
in the Big Doll House.
Big House!
Locked up here around the pen.
Big House!
No food.
No men.
I need a conjugal visit from my loving spouse.
Honey, just drop the soap
in the Big Doll House.
You, my stomach's a little sour. I haven't had food in over an hour.
You just had a pizza, 6 burgers, a mouse.
There's no food left in the Big Doll House.
Matron, I have got to complain.
Mira, Mommy, don't I know you from First and Main?
Ah! All my shysters, Lipschitz and Strauss. I gotta get strong from the Big Doll House.
Big Doll!
No fair!
No food!
No fun!
Big Doll!
And our fight had just begun, cause it's freedom's plain Velma like to douse, so we must break out of this Big Doll House.
Well, Tracy, I hate to grumble or grouse,
but it's your fault that we're in this Big Doll House!
Hey, cool it, ladies, no need to shout. And don't you got an old man to bail you out?
Ha! Her daddy's a pervert, a loser, a souse.
Well, it's just us girls in the Big Doll House.
Big House!
God, I'm too young to cry!
Big House!
I'm busted out!
Girl, so am I!
Lady Justice, hear my plea, cause the Big Doll House, the Big Doll House!
Eventually, we reach the day of the Miss Teen Hairspray competition, which Tracy wins, much to the chagrin of Amber and her parents. Tracy uses her position to make the show now and forevermore racially integrated. Tracy and Link cement their love with a kiss set to the tune of You Can't Stop the Beat. This will be our last song of the day. I hope you tune in again next week for another episode of It's Showtime with Ricky Lee. Be good to each other.
Around and round.
of time, but you know